We begin Simen Kuf. Tonight's learning should be a schus for Refuah Shleima, for Slava Basara, who's undergoing a serious operation tomorrow. May she have a Refuah Shleima. Simen Kuf discusses the din of Beria. Normally, when you have a Yavesh B'Yavesh, a piece of kosher hot dog, and a piece of non-kosher hot dog, so it's not batel because they're equal. But if you have two kosher pieces of kosher hot dog and one piece of non-kosher hot dog, it's batel b'roi. That's only because it's a piece of hot dog. However, if the thing that's treif is a beria, is a complete being, as we'll soon define in a minute, then we don't say the normal rule of batel b'roiv, but we say that afilu be'elef, even in a thousand other gidim, it's not batel. We learn this from the Mishnah in Chulin Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, as expounded in the Gemara on the top of Daf Kuf. What is a beria? The Rishonim come up with four definitions. Number one, that the Isser existed at the time when the beria came into being. For instance, an insect. An insect, as soon as it's born, is an Isser to be, has an Isser to be eaten. So that would be a beria mitkilas briyasa. The second requirement is that it be a Brias Neshama, that it be a living organism. For instance, a grape is a full Bria, it's a full created object, but it's not a Brias Neshama, it has no quote-unquote soul. So while when it comes to Hilchas Brachos, it's recommended that one not eat a full grape, because perhaps you would have to make a bracha achrona because of the prominence of a beria, and a food item that's a beria would require a bracha achrona even if it wasn't the proper shear of kezayis. However, when it comes to this law of bittel, which is based on chashivus, according to many poskim, only a Brias Neshama has that chashivus. Third definition that some of Rishonim subscribe to is Kol Shenechlak Ein Shemoy Olav. That it's a complete entity, and if it would be cut into pieces or cut in half, it wouldn't be the same item. So when you have a piece of nevela, for instance, a piece of meat that was slaughtered improperly, so it's a piece of meat. So if you cut it in half, each half is the same piece of meat, it's just a smaller size. However, if you take a heart and cut it in half, or a Gid Hanasha and cut it in half, it's no longer the Gid Hanasha. It's parts of a Gid Hanasha. It's not a complete organism anymore. Whereas by Nevela, it never was a complete organism. So therefore, when you cut it in half, it's just a reduction in quantity, not in quality. And the fourth definition is that it exists now, kibriyaso, as when it was created. So knowing these four definitions, we'll start in the Shulchan Aruch. Beria, a complete item, the hainu kagoin, which can be defined as, for example, namala, an insect, oy oif tamei, or a non-kosher bird, obviously that died does not require shechita, but it's a complete bird. V'yid ha'noshe, and the sciatica nerve. V'aver minachai, and also grabbing a limb from a live animal. U'beitza sheyesh bo efroyach, and also an egg that has a chick in it, which we'll discuss at length, u'chayotze behem, and similar circumstances, afilu be'elef lo batla, even one in a thousand will not affect a bittul, a nullification of these items. Let's look back at the examples. Namala fits all four definitions. It was created that way. It is a living organism. It's not a creepy crawler if it's cut. And when you digest it, it's kibriyasa. It's exactly the way it was when it was created. Oif tameh, same thing. It was, let's say, a raven, a non-kosher bird, when it was created. It is a living organism. If it's cut in half, you no longer have that grand being called a raven. And it's kibriyasa. Now that it's dead, it still looks exactly as the live oif tameh, but it's dead. Gid hanoshe, has that it looks the same way. I mean, it's also the same way now as it was mitchilas b'riyasai. It is a living organism. At one point, it was before it was pulled out of the animal, or the animal was shechted. If you cut it, it's no longer the entity Gid HaNoshe, it's a piece of Gid HaNoshe, and it is Kibriyasa. Aver Menachai was not Aser Mitchilas Briyasa. So Aver, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is not insisting on the first condition that others do insist on. Beitza sheyesh bo yefroyach, an egg that has a chick in it. So again, the question is, how is that mitchilas briyasa? So either you could say the Shulchan Aruch, like we said before, doesn't require that it be aser mitchilas briyasa. But the Achrayim say that when the chick started forming, then if it was the egg of an oif tameh, so this beitza that has the tameh efrayach became aser mishas. He's havas from the time that the chick started being created. Nevela is missing because, again, it doesn't have condition number three, which obviously the Shulchan Aruch insists be one of the four conditions, or three conditions perhaps he doesn't hold, of condition number one. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. The Ein Leidin Beri Elim Kein Hudaver Shehaya Boichiyas. Like we said, it has to be a Bries Neshama, and it can't be something that doesn't have organic life, Lafuke Chita, as opposed to a stalk, a wheat stalk, Shel Isser, let's say Arla, for instance, or tevel, it would not be a beria. It has to be aser from the beginning of its inception. as opposed to an oiftar, like a chicken that became nevela through chita, or shar haniskal, or a shar that got a judgment upon it that it be stoned. When it was born, there was no such judgment, so its mitzchilas briyasa was kosher. And also, chen tzarchi davar shalem, it has to be complete, like when it was created. She'im yicholek ein shmoy olav, that if it split, then it's no longer that grand being called a beria. And that is lafuke chelev, that's to exclude non-kosher fats that, again, are like nevela. When you cut them, there's no destruction of a structure. It's a decrease of amount, but not a decrease of quality. V'chein tzor she'shalim, and it has to be in its original state of being complete. Shulchan Aruch is contradicting himself. Here he says that he does hold that it has to be asur mitchilas briyasai. So how does Abram and Achai count as being asur mitchilas briyasai? So the answer is that Abram and Achai, when an animal is alive, it has an iser on it. Either it's an iser that it hasn't been shechted yet, or it has the iser that of Abram and Achai, as soon as it's created, one is not allowed to tear a limb off. The iser doesn't become operative when you rip off the limb. It becomes operative as soon as the animal has limbs, which is when it's created. And again, we answered Beitza Sheish Boyafroyach. Beitza Sheish Boyafroyach is could be usher from the Tchilas Harikum, when it starts coming together as a live organism. Says the Ramah, Iker Gid Hanoshe Eino Ela Alakaf Bilvad. The main Gid Hanoshe is the part that dovetails with the round part of the hindquarter. Fuhu Kerochav Dal Etzbois, it's like four etzbos wide. Bimushalim, and if it's complete, mikra beria, it's considered a beria, it's a functional item that works within the hindquarter of the animal. As we know, there are two yid hanoshes, the right and the left. They both are asur, and they both are berias. Two more items. What the Rishonim already wonder what the Chashivas of Beria is. The Isser Beheter says that the Chashivas of Beria is, since it's enough of a shear to require Malkus, even though it doesn't reach a shear Kazayas, but as long as it's a Beria, one can get Malkus for transgressing an Isser with that item. So therefore, the Rabbanan came and were Machmer and said that that item can't be Batal. Others say that it's an independent svara, that just like a chticha rui liskabed is not batal because it's chashuv, so a beria, since it's a full organism, is chashuv and it's not batal. The nafgamina would be chatzishir, which is learned from an essay. It's not a lois essay, which you get malchus for. Would beria be enough to be mechayiv you on chatzi shir? Another aspect is that which we said a Beitza Sheish Be'afreyach, the Shach and Sifkat and Beis, talks about what if it doesn't have an Afreyach, it only has Dam. So even though there's some Machmirim that Dam already is evidence of life, but the Shach brings that even though the Beis Yosef says that Svara in Simen Kuf Yud, but obviously here he holds that the only beria is Beitza Sheitz Breyach, but not Beitza's Dam.